Welfare groups say changes to the welfare system discriminate against young people. As of today, the federal government's quarantining of welfare payments will be extended to young people on certain Centrelink payments. Income management was first introduced as a part of the Howard government's emergency intervention in the Northern Territory Indigenous communities, but it's also been on trial at several sites across Australia. Until now, many of the participants have willingly signed up, but the new rules could be about to catch many people by surprise. Simon Lauder visited one of the income management trial sites.
18-year-old Stephanie moved out of her family home 2 years ago. That's not her real name.
My dad was really sick and there was just a lot of fighting and stuff in the house because of my depression and I didn't really get along.
Stephanie receives a welfare payment called the Unreasonable to Live at Home Allowance. She says she's pretty good at managing her own finances.
By the time you pay rent and buy food, it's gone. If you want to buy like a new top or something, you have to go, oh, well, I'm just going to eat baked beans for this week.
But those decisions are about to be taken out of Stephanie's hands. From the 1st of July, anyone on the Unreasonable to Live at Home Allowance will go on to income management for a year before their case is reviewed. The Shepparton region in northern Victoria is one of the income management trial sites, and local welfare groups are seriously concerned.
I think it's a very much a Big Brother approach.
Tricia Cabell from the organisation Berry Street says there aren't many people in Shepparton who've been forced onto income management yet. But the new rules will change that.
I would suggest that, yes, they will be blindsided come the 1st of July. I think, you know, this will put a lot of pressure on both Centrelink staff and they'll have a lot of very aggravated young people who really don't feel as though they've deserved to be put on income management.
Participants in income management work with Centrelink to allocate the percentage of their payment to be directed to rent and bills, or onto a basics card, which can be used at designated shops. The CEO of Family Care in Shepparton, David Tennant, is worried about the new policy.
They're going to feel like every time they pull that card out, they're identifying themselves as a person who's no good with money and not to be trusted. I think that's a real problem.
Mr. Tennant says it discriminates against young people.
There is also potential for there to be considerably more bitterness and anger.
Well, it all goes back to the Northern Territory intervention, doesn't it?
It does in a way, and there were many commentators at the time that those announcements were first made that drew attention to the discriminatory nature of them on the basis of race. This time it's not race, it's age.
Stephanie is just worried about what it will mean for her.
That'd probably embarrass me.
Do you think in the long run that it could help you get back to a more stability in your life?
Well, I don't really see how. Like, at the end of the day, how is anyone ever going to learn how to manage finance if it's managed for you? What about the people that are doing the right thing? It's not fair.
The Minister for Families and Community Services, Jenny Macklin, was not available to be interviewed. In a statement to AM, Ms. Macklin says income management provides a tool to stabilise people's circumstances and ease immediate financial stress. She says income management does not reduce the amount a person receives from Centrelink. It only changes the way in which they receive it.
Simon Lauder.